continuing with this questionnaire from Bhavan's journal in Bombay. This is question number 10. Question number 10, Srila Prabhupada, is, will mantras lose their sanctity if they are not in Sanskrit? Mm-hmm. Will mantras lose their sanctity or holiness if they are not in the Sanskrit language?
Mantra is has been rendered. It may be, letters may be different, but it is a transcendental sound. The sound must be valued. We cannot translate it. The sound as it is, just like Hare Krishna, Mahamantra, the sound must be produced. You cannot translate. Then it will be Athava. That is what we say. You cannot interpret or do otherwise. Sound vibration must be there. Then it will continue in sanskrit.
Is that to say that the mantras can be written in Devanagari script or in Roman letters?
It doesn't matter.
But the sound must be the same.
Yeah. The sound is important.
So the sanctity is in the sound vibration, and not so much that it's in the Sanskrit letters itself. May I ask another question too?
Mm-hmm.
Are fasting and other dietary regulations necessary for leading a spiritual life?
Certainly. Tamasa brahmacharya samena dhamena ma samena satta samcham bhya jamena niramena ma. So, advance in spiritual life, these things are essential. Tapasya. Tapasya means voluntarily accepting something which may be painful. Just like we are recommending no illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating. So those who are accustomed to these bad habits or bad in the beginning, it may be a little difficult. But in spite of becoming difficult, one has to do it. That is called tapasya. To rise early in the morning, those who are not practiced, it is a little painful. But one has to do it. So this is called tapasya. According to the Vedic injunction, there are some tapasyas that must be done. But if not, I may do it or not do it. Must be done. This way, in the mund of Bodhisattva, it is ordered that one must go to the spiritual mark. Pradhyanatham sa guru meva abhidhakshe. So there is no question of voluntarily, but it must be. And one must carry out by the order of spiritual master and the order of the shastra. That is called tapasya. Because in all life, ekagrati is compulsory. One may feel some inconvenience, fasting, also eating food. No, it must be done. There are so many rules and regulations. which is essential. It must be love. That is one purpose. Without consideration, whether it is convenient or inconvenient for you, which is must be done, that is one purpose. Papa, this bungalow, you have that order. So this human life is meant for tapasya. Therefore, in our Vedic civilization, we find so many rules and regulations. This is tapasya. We come to the very beginning of life, brahmacharya, to go to the spiritual master and place and act like menial servant. The spiritual master says that you go and pick up some wood from the forest, and one way the king's son. But he cannot deny the spiritual master's order. He must go. Bless Krishna. Your order to go and pick up from dry wood from the forest. So he had to go, although he was his father of Nanda Maharaj, and the village Vaishya king, and Krishna was personality of Godhead, but he could not deny. He had to go. Need to go. That's like menial servant. This is tapasya. So tapasya is so essential that one has to do it. There is no question of alternative. Then brahmachari, then if he marries, then grihastha, that is also tapasya. He cannot have sex life and whatever his rights. No. He asked us, sir, you must have sex life like this, once in a month, and only for the living children. So that is also tapasya. So do not follow, people do not follow any tapasya to burn the government. But human life is meant for tapasya, regular people. Even in ordinary life, this life, you are driving a car, you are going to the urgent business, and you saw the red light. You have to stop. You cannot say, well, I have to leave by this time. You must know. No, you must. That is tapasya. So tapasya means to follow the regulative principles strictly by the higher order, and that is human life. And animal life means he can do whatever he wants. Like people do that, people do that, it doesn't matter. But their offense is not taken because they are animals. And a human being, if he does not follow the regulative principle, it is sinful. He will be punished. The same principle, just like when there is dead life, if you do not stop, he will be punished. But a cat and dog, if he jumps, yes, no, I will let it go. The tapasya is that for the human being, he must do it. If he wants at all, progress of life. Very essential.
In terms of dietary regulations, eating.
That is also tapasya. That is also tapasya. Just like we are pirating anything. So in your country, this is the trouble. From the very beginning of his life, he's habituated to eat meat. The mother purchases powder, meat, and mixes it up in it. And by force. So he has been trained up eating meat, and I say, God gives me. So then let's go. And to be serious, he must have said the order. That is all. Prabhupada is in diet, in practice, in behavior, in being, and so on and so on, everything that is Prabhupada is all described. Mental tapasya, body is tapasya, and what is called? What? This is Bhakti Vidhan, this is our. You cannot talk nonsense. You have to talk something, nonsense, better, according to heaven. Don't talk nonsense. Sarai Marat Krishna Padaravinda, Bhakansi Bhikum Chulavarva. If you talk, you must talk about Krishna. Let it go. Shastra has ordered me not to talk loosely anything. Only talk of Krishna. Then if he does that, then he's tapasya. Tapasya is a matter of words. Tapasya is connection with body. Tamsa is connection with mind. Vasa Vedam, Kula Vedam. What has begun? Mainly, if you want to express it by meeting or something with me, but Tamsa is a stick. No, none. I want to tell you, Tamsa is a stick. Vasa Vedam, Kula Vedam, Manasa Vedam. No, I am sexually inclined. Oh, but I cannot do it. This is not the time. And that is how I accept it. And in this way, Tamasa is everywhere. Body, mental, words, practice, dealing. These are to be learned. That is purpose. And that is human. Suppose it moves. If you want to make progress in a spiritual life, and you are human life, human being, you must act according to the Shastri. That is called tapas. Brahma, before creation he had to undergo tapasya. Is it not stated?
Yes.
Yeah. So tapasya is essential. You cannot have it here.
This is listing the three tapasis in the Gita.
Yes,
that is with your Guru Pragyan, Pujanam Kosha, Ramacharan, Ahimsachar, Sariram Tapahuchite. The austerity of the body consists in this: worship of the Supreme Lord, the Brahmanas, the spiritual master, and superiors like the father and mother. Cleanliness, simplicity, celibacy, and non-violence are also austerities of the body. Shall I do the purport?
What?
Purport?
No. That was how wise from there.
Oh. Anudveda karam vakyam satyam priya hitam chayat swadhyaya vyasanam chayva vanmayam tapauchite. Austerity of speech consists in speaking truthfully and beneficially, and in avoiding speech that offends. One should also recite the Vedas regularly. Manaprasada samyatvam maunamatna vinigraha bhava samsudhiriti itat tapomanasam uchite. And serenity, simplicity, gravity, self-control, and purity of thought are the austerities of the mind. Suraya paraya taptam tapastat trividam narai apala kankshibir yuktai sattvikam parichak shite. This threefold austerity practiced by men whose aim is not to benefit themselves materially but to please the Supreme is of the nature of goodness.
The aim is to please the Supreme. Through this person, yes, saprasara, bhagavat prasara. 出てるよ。Now we're teaching this Kabushka. When they still have it, the smoke is in those. And they are smoking with what teacher. No offense. And what is the effect of this to them? Many of us should do this. They did not see this. No Kabushka, no Brahmachari. Of course, the monk in Kabushka begins from Brahmachari. Kabushka, Brahmachari, Samena, to control Brahmachari, Guru, Vihe, but from Dhamma. How to control senses? That is the beginning of life, not ABCD, learning. And maybe your character, maybe less than an animal, and you have got a degree of university, you become an animal, enough. But not accepted. Even then, from moral instruction, he is educated. And that is described by Chanakya Kuni. Masriva, Pargarishu, Pardambeshu, Rastava, Hapava, Sarubhu, Yapakshatava, Yen Pandi. Yen Gare, Pandita Samadarsha, Vidyavinaya Sampanya, Brahmanina. In that end, that is Jindhi Holder. So Jindhi Holder, he has no tapasya, he has no character. And his knowledge is called Maya Apultambhyana. The Lord, he has learned so many things, but Maya has taken away his knowledge. He's a rascal, he's an animal.
Question number 12. What is the role of rituals in religion? Are they to be discouraged as it is being advocated by some reformists, or are they to be encouraged? If so, in what form? What is the role of rituals in religion?
Ritual is a practice based on tamasya. And that's and undergo the ritual ceremony. He remains unclean. But in this age, because it is practically impossible to induce people to take all the ritualistic processes, therefore it is recommended to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Very special advantage from this age that by constant chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he automatically becomes purified. That is the recommendation given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chetadatmanamajanam, beginning is cleansing the heart. Because we are impure on account of dirty things within our heart, accumulated life after life in the animalistic way of life. So, everything, advancement of spiritual life, culture, tamasha, means cleansing the heart. So, this process, chanting the Mahamantra, the first installment of benefit is cleansing the heart. Chetadatmanamajanam. And when the heart is cleansed, then he becomes eligible for being free from the classes of Maya or the materialistic way of life. When he understands that he is not his body, his spirit soul, his business is different, and he understands that I am engaged only in these bodily comforts of life. It is not at all a concern, because you see, it will change. Today, I am in American body, I have got so many duties, از امریکن تو ما رو از میری امریکن دو بادی این ایز از مای دیوتی چیجز سو دات از نات مای ریال بیزنس مای ریال بیزنس ایز هاو تو الیفت مای سیلف از پلیس سول تو دی سپریچوال ورلد Back to home, back to Hare, really changes. To the bubble, then this materialistic activity stops. It is no one interested. This is simply a waste of time. That is knowledge. Then I will simply attain for the benefit and comfort of the body. This is simply a waste of time. I must ask spiritually. And that is called Chita Gat Paramahata, creating the heart. He is wrongly working on the basis of bodily concept of life. That illusion is over simply by chanting Hare Krishna. He is watching the soul. Chita Gat Paramahata. Bhava Mahadabhanda Nidbhava. Then he is in the process to stop the blazing fire of material existence. Then, vidyāvatu jīvanam, ānandāvmati vardhanam, then the ocean of transcendental bliss increases. Ānandāvmati vardhanam, sarmātmanam, sabhanam, whole self, blissful life, parangigāsu, Sri Krishna Sankti, all glory to the chanting of Krishna Sankti. Then there are other processes that is described in the Sikha Sutra. So, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift that Kevalaya Bhaktya, all the practices of austerity, penance, and mystic yoga, dhansa, there are so many things, everything will be totally achieved. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, bhakti. Keshikri balaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana adham dhundam tikasena miharam vibhavaska. It's like when there is sunrise, immediately the all-pervading fog disappears. Now, this Kali Yuga, by bhakti yoga, especially by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one can be fully reformed and come to spiritual platform. And that is successful.
The next question kind of relates a little bit in the same direction. Question 13. There are various samskaras prescribed in the life of a Hindu, right from his birth to death.
Yes.
Many of these samskaras are not being observed today. Should they be revised?
Samskara, the real end is to bring the rascal to the platform of knowledge. That is called samskara. Jarmana jayate sudra. By what everyone is saying. Sudras, and without any knowledge. But the sanskar means to sudra rascal without any knowledge of spiritual life, to gradually bring it to the spiritual platform. That is called sanskar. And sanskar bhavet dhīra. That is essential. The human life is the opportunity for understanding what he is and what is the aim of his life. The aim of life is back to home, back to God. We are part and parcel of God, somehow or other, we are in this material existence. So, aim is again. Come to our spiritual life, spiritual existence, where there is no struggle for existence. live for that today. And actually we want happiness, blissful life. That is not possible in the material world. That is in the spiritual world. So, every human being should be given chance. That is real education. So that is called samskara. So, this samskara, there are not only the samskara, but these things, this is very similar. But, if one chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra without any offense, being trained up by the spiritual master, all these samskaras automatically become done and he comes to his original spiritual position. Aham Brahmasmi, I am the soul. Krishna is part of Brahma. I am Brahma. As Arjuna said, Param Brahma, Param Dharma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. Krishna is also Brahma. I am also Brahma. But the Supreme Brahma, I am minute Brahma. So, my business is to serve Krishna. That is, teaching Sala, Chaitanya, Jiraya, Sarupai, Nitya, Krishna, Rath. So if he engages himself in his original spiritual business to act as the servant of Krishna, then all the salvation is done. So that advantage is given in this age, Kirtanagiva Krishna Samukta Sangapam. Reformatory process is meant for purifying. So he becomes Mukta Sangha. Mukta Sangha means liberated from all these bad associations of material existence. And he becomes eligible to go back to home, back to Godhead. Well, this is the special advantage. The question is whether they should be revived. They should be revived to the less necessity. But all of them cannot be revived in this age. But people should be induced to take to chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then all reformation will automatically become manifest. And he will come to the spiritual platform, Brahma Bhuta, the realization of Brahma. Then Prasannatma, he will be happy. There is no lamentation. There is no undesirable hankering. Nasutati, Natankati. He sees everyone on the spiritual platform. In this way, he comes to the platform of devotional service and then his life becomes successful. Is that question answered or not?
Yes, just one question I had. You said that the samskaras should be revived to the lowest
minimum possible way. Just like to making a Brahman. So, to become a Brahman, these four things are essential. No illicitness, no meditating, no intoxication, no that. This must be done. You cannot avoid wholesale.
To not avoid?
Wholesale. You must avoid at least sinful activities. Jekham antagatam papam janam punya karmana. See, Dhanu Maha Nirmutta Bhagan Sivan Jirambhata. You cannot become a devotee unless you are completely sinless. So, to become completely sinless, you have to begin with these four Prabhupada Enyansa. As large sinful activities like illicit sex, meditating, smoke, yeah, intoxication, and then he will be gradually completely sinless. One side to practice this, and another side to engage yourself in devotional service. To engage oneself in devotional service under the order of spiritual master and the sastra means to remain on the transcendental platform. Transcendental platform means there is no sinful activity. The above sinful path and sinful activities are there so long you are on the material platform. Good or bad, piety and sinful. But when you are on the transcendental platform, then you are automatically without sin. Mantra Bhadi Chani, Bhakti Yogi, Nandar Srimati, Savanan, Samati, Parishan, Brahma Vasukha. That's it. Life of violence and life of piety. And they are using this material one. But when one is spiritually engaged, he is above the spiritual plane. Samunan, Samati, Parishan, Brahma Vasukha. So, one side voluntarily accepting this privatory process, we can keep it open for it.
Can you leave the door open?
The whole thing is that if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and give up these sinful activities, automatically you become reformed, come to the spiritual platform, and in this way your life will become successful.
Can we go on to the next question, sir? Question 14. It is said that the karma kanda in the Vedas has almost gone out of use, except for a few rites which remain in vogue for marriage, shraddha, etc. Is it advisable to revive the karma kanda with its stress on the performance of various yajnas?
So, that is not possible. Taking consideration of the time I consider it is not possible. There are different kinds of karma kanda yajna. It is expensive also. And there is no expert Brahmin to guide how to perform this yajna. So Kali Yuga, this is not possible to perform yajna. Kriti Jadhyayato Vishnum Sataya Kritayam Jayato Mukhayi. In the Kriti Yuga, yajna is not possible. Dāpari Parishajya Tarotana Haliti Jara. Yeah, in this age of Kali Yuga, the real yajna is Harikita. Yajnai Sankirtanai Prali Jajanti Hi Sumedasa. That for those who are intelligent, having good brain substance, they take to this yajna, Sankirtan yajna. And practically, you are experiencing simply by Sankirtan yajna. Even the lowest person in the sinful activities, he is becoming purified. Now, karma kanda is to divide them in this age is not possible. Neither jnana kanda. That is also not possible. People are so full and that's them that it is impossible. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur said, he has condemned karma kanda jnana. Even if it is properly done, karma kanda by performing ritualistic elements of karma kanda, you can go to the hidden planet. But what is the benefit there? You can in life that materialistic way of life. In a higher standard. That's all. We can live for a very, very long duration of period. But that doesn't mean that you become immortal. The demigods are called Amara. Amara means they have a very long duration of life. Does that mean he is immortal? So by Karmakanda, you can elevate yourself to the higher pattern system, even if it is properly done. But now it is not possible to do it properly. And even if it is properly done, it is not done. It is not required. Similarly, Jnanakanda, even if it is properly done, you can merge yourself into the Brahma repository. That is also not safe, because in the Shastra we see that arujyakrishena parama padama tapa patam tiyadha. Even one merges oneself into the impersonal Brahma, he again is partner. Patam tiyadha. Now we are seeing practical in India many sannyasis. They elevate themselves by Jnanakanda. But because they cannot stay there, they again come to the Karmakanda, friends of the activities, and hospitality, the school. That is their fall down. So, either in Karmakanda or Jnanakanda, we cannot achieve the real purpose of life. That Narsam that Thakur has said, Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, Sakali, Vishera, Panda. Either you accept Karmakanda or Jnanakanda, the different parts of poison. Amrita Bhulya Jeva, by this step, you take poison. That death is inevitable. Similarly, by Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, nobody can derive any actual benefit. By Upasana Kanda, that is Vedas, Vedic, ritualistic ceremony means three Kandas, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, and Upasana Kanda. So, Upasana Kanda, there are recommendations of many, possibly many demigods, but the best Upasana is Vishnu Upasana. Vishnu Aradhanam Aradhanam Sarvisham Vishnu Aradhanam Param Om Sarvisham Param Padam. There are different types of Upasana recommendations. But the Vishnu Aradhanam, worshipping Lord Vishnu, that is the Sukti. That is Sukti. So gradually there is elevation to Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, Upasana Kanda. But in the Kali Yuga, all these things are not possible to revive. Best directly giving is best Upasana Kanda, Vishnu Upasana, Bhakti, everything is automatically achieved by Bhakti Marga.
The next question to your problem, 15. Hinduism has been defined as a way of life.
Yes. Actually, it is I have already described it. It is not a sectarianism like Muslimism, Christianism, or Buddhism. Hinduism also now one of them. Actually, it is a way of life, but not some form. How to become elevated to the spiritual platform, so that begins by the Varnasrama Dharma, to select persons according to his capacity to define Varnas. Some of them selected, trained as Brahmana, some of them trained as Kshatriya, some of them as Vaishya, some of them as remain those who cannot take any training. They are Sudra. Singulars, there must be social division, not by birth, but by education. Tatu Padma Vyas, Guna Padma Vibhas. So that we have lost. The so-called Hinduism, we have lost. And because they did not follow real Varnasram Dharma, therefore India, so many renegades, Muslims, became, once they become Muslim, there was no reformation. But according to a basic principle, even one is fallen, he can be raised to the high standard. Manki Pasa Papas Sister GP Hu Papajona. One is Saskara Pavajija. And Sanatana Goswami said that Kansa Natangati, Kansa Raso Vidhanata, Tatha Vikha Vidhanina, Vijatam Jayate Dina. As by chemical process, the bell metal can be turned into gold by adding specific mercury. This is a chemical process. If you can add the bell metal proportionately mercury, then it will turn into gold. Here is the process given in the Shastra. If you are able to do it, you can do it, turn gold. So the bell metal. So the example is given that the bell metal, base metal, can be turned into gold by chemical process. Similarly, by Vikha Vidhana, by proper initiation, by the bona fide spiritual master, everyone can be turned into Jesus, Christ God. Vina, with all men. It's not just tradition. That's only the Hindus, only the Indians, and only the so-called Brahmins can be done. Everyone can be done. That is the injunction. But this Krishna conscious spirit movement is trying to do that. Trying everyone to become a bona fide Brahmana. Without becoming a Brahmana, he cannot become Vaishnava. So, this reformationistic process is recommended in this hospital. What is the question?
Hinduism has been defined as a way of life.
Yes, this is a way of life. That by reformationistic process recommended in this hospital, one should be elevated to the position of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. Shudra means one who cannot take any information. But one who can take all the information, he can be situated as a Brahma, as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya. This is not by birth, but by education, by training, that is recommended for the all human society, not for the Hindus. Otherwise, why Krishna says, Papa Juni. Papujani, Sriyavishapa, Papujani, they are also taken as Papujani. And what to speak of the Shudras and Chandalas, they must be Papujani. Only the Brahman, Kshatriya, they are taken as highly elevated. But nowadays, fellow Shudra Sambhava, in this age, you cannot distinguish between Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. It is accepted that everyone is a Shudra, because there is no reformation. So, according to Pancharatri, everyone should be given the chance of becoming a Vaishnava, a Vija, and that is recommendation in Hari Bhakti Vilaya. By the proper initiation process, everyone can be brought into the platform of Jesus, twice born, and then he becomes. After initiation, his second birth is there, and samskara bhava Jesus. Then he is allowed to read the scripture, Vedopada bhava Vipra. He becomes Vipra. Then when he really comes to the knowledge of Brahma, and his relationship to Brahma, and acts accordingly, then he is Brahman. And when he is perfectly situated in the eternal relationship with God, Vishnu, then he becomes a Vishnu. That is practical.
Is this practical in the present context?
Yes, we are doing it. See, even one has eyes to see, they can see how we are accepting the power journey, so-called power journey, to be the topmost Vaishnava, that is possible. Unless it is possible, how it is being done all over the world? There is no consideration. The process is so effective that it is being done. We are taking it as proselytization. But it's not proselytization. Proselytization makes it superfluous. You are...
Proselytization is...
Superfluous. If one is Hindu, you make him a Christian. You change that. But what is the use of changing that? If you do not reform him about his character, simply changing the name from Hindu to Muslim or Muslim to Christian, that does not matter.
This next question is rather interesting. Question 16. Is it not possible for all sections of Hindus, be they Advaitins, Dvaitins, or the Shiksa Dvaitins, to come together instead of remaining isolated as warring factions?
Dvaita, not Dvaita. This is a process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to bring all these Dvaitas and Advaitas in one platform. Understand that he is essentially servant of God. The Advaitas, they are wrongly thinking that he is God, he said. That is wrong, or not the proper way of thinking. How you can become God? God is Sarvasattva Purna, full with six opulence, all powerful, all strength, all beauty, all opulence. So, this is artificial to think, to become God. And this is Advaita. And Advaita, they think that one is different from God. God is separate from the living entity. Actually, from the Bhagavad Gita, we understand that God is always the supreme, and the living entities, they are separate. And in the Vedas also it is said, Nitya Nitya Ram Chaitana Chaitana Ram. Both of them are living entities, but God is the key. The difference between the two, that God maintains other living entities. He goes to Bhunam, the Yudha, the Kama. And that is a fact. We are maintained, and God is the maintainer. We are predominating. We are not independent. And God is predominator. But because the predominator living entities, they are part and parcel of God. They are full quality, they are one. This is Achinta Vidare, one and different. And the living entity is one in the sense because it's part and parcel of God. So God is gold, the living entity is also gold, and that is one in quality. But God is great and we are minute, small. In that way we are different. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has enunciated a symptom, he has inconceivable fundamentally one and different. That is real philosophy. So on this philosophy, everyone can come if they are reasonable. And if they remain unreasonably stuck up in their own concocted, then it's difficult. Otherwise, this is the fact that the living entity is eternally part and parcel of God, sanatana. What is that bus? I doubt. Only bangs of jiva bhuta, jiva bhuta sanatana. 15 chapter.
Mamadam Sodhi Valoka Jiva Buddhistanatana Manasushan Driani Pakrijasana Kashati. Living entities in this conditional world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditional life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind.
So if it is eternal fragmental parts, how we can become one with the whole? The part is never equal to the whole. That is the axiomatic truth. So this is our concept. So become like God. The Mahavadis are trying to become God. That is impossible. They let them remain godly. Godly means fragment of God. That is makes in perfection. This is like perfect. The Vaishnava philosophy is to remain, to act as fragment of God. That is perfect. And if the servant tries to become like the master, that is activism. Although in the spiritual world there is no difference between the master and the servant, just like the boys, Krishna's cowherd boys, friends, they do not know Krishna is God. They are playing with him on equal terms. When Krishna is defeated in the play, he has to take his friend on his shoulder and he dies on his shoulder. So there is no such distinction who is God and who is not God. That is spiritual conception. But the difference is always there. God has a part and parcel. Kṛtapurna puṇya. We can attain that position after many, many life pious activities. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Ittham brahma sukhāna bhutyā dasaṅga tānān kvaiva yuvatena māyāsitānān naradārathena sādhaṁ vidarhu kṛtakunna puṇyā. These boys are playing with Krishna. With Krishna is the essence of brahma sukha, parabrahma. These boys are playing with parabrahma. Ittham brahma sukhāna bhutyā dasaṅga tānān paradaiva. And for the devotee, he is the Supreme Master. And for the ordinary man, he is the ordinary child. But these other children who are playing, they have got this position. Kṛtapurna puṇya, after many, many pious activity, now I have got this position, playing with Krishna on equal terms. So, this is the conception of those and ascetics, that when you go to the Goloka Vrindavan, you cannot distinguish, but they have got unflinching love for Krishna. That is Vrindavan life. The cows, the grass, the trees, the flowers, the water, the elderly men, Nanda Maharaj, and Jatunavai, everyone is at the central point is Krishna. Everyone is loving Krishna. And there is no such knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Person. Sometimes they see Krishna's wonderful activity and they talk on it. And Krishna means some demigod. He has come. But they could never recognize that Krishna is the Supreme Personality. When Krishna passed some dangerous position, so many demons were coming, Maharaj Dasada was chanting some mantra to protect Krishna. That means they are put into some calamity. They never understood that Krishna is the Supreme Person. But their natural love for Krishna so intense. Therefore, Vrindavan life is so exalted. Aradham Bhagavan Vrindavan Saddhama Vrindavanam. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, first of all, Krishna, the Vrindavananda, the son of Nanda Mahara, he is Arad. Pradhama Vrindavanam, and his dham, he is abode. Vrindavan is also worshipable. They are equal. Vrindavan dham and Krishna, they are equal. These are high standard of understanding. Unless one is devotee, purified, he cannot understand this. To become one with God is not the sublime idea. In Vrindavan, one wants to become the father and mother of God, to control God. That is Mahabharata cannot understand. This is to be understood by the pure and devotees. What is the benefit to become equal with God? Just become equal. Other Vaishnava philosophy, they could not express their relationship with God, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed the higher relationship with God, that is called Matsalya Rasa and Madhurya Rasa, especially Madhurya Rasa, Anattita Sanimsi Rasa, Karunaya Vati Nakshyam, Samapayatama Punnata Ujjala Rasaṁ Samapishya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave information of the Madhurya Rasa, that our relationship can be with Krishna in conjugal love. So, unless one comes to the platform of the devotional service, one cannot understand. But, for general understanding, these philosophy of Achintya Bhidhare, simultaneously one and different, that is explained in this part, Mamaivamsa Jiva Bhutta. Living entity is a part and parcel of God. If God is God, then living entities are also born. This is equality in quality. But God is great and we are always subordinate. We are protected, we are maintained, we are predominated. That is our position. We cannot attain the position of predominator.
Next question
to
the problem. Question 17. What is the future of Hinduism?
There is no future, it is already gone. The future is already there. And what do you want? More future. A man was beaten with food, and he said that he had threatened him to insult me. So if he is beaten with food, then what insult remains to be done again? So, in this is now finished. Now, get to the process of Krishna's order, Sarva Dharma and Paritrajya, Mahamitam Karana. This teaching of Bhagavad Gita to the whole world, not only Hinduism, Christianism, and Muslimism, everything is wrong. And even if it is not wrong, Krishna says, give up all this nonsense. Sarva Dharma and Paritrajya. Give up Hinduism, Muslimism, Christianism. Simply surrender unto me. That is to be preached all over the world, and that is being effective. So, the Hindus are interested in Bhagavad Gita, which was spoken in Hindustan, in the land of Hindus, they must seriously take to this instruction of Krishna and combine together and preach all over the world and make others benefited and themselves benefited. That is the only way. There is no other second.
Next question. Question number 18. As the world is coming to be divided into just two classes, atheists and theists, is it not advisable for all religions to come together? And what positive steps can be taken in this direction?
That is already taken, already expressed. It's the consciousness of man. The atheist class and theist class, they will exist always. This is material work. In that home, the father is atheist, Hiranyakashipu, and the son is theist. So, in that home, the father and the son differ. So that atheist class and theist class man will always exist in family, in community, in nation, as you go on. But the theist class should take to the proposition of the Bhagavad Gita and takes her center as it wrote as being, giving up so called religious principles. There is oneness. Religion without conception of God. Conception of God is humbug, bogus. Religion means to accept the order of God. So if you have no conception of God, if you do not know who is God, so there is no question of accepting His order. It is stated in the Vedic literature, Dharmantu Sasan Bhagavat Pranitam. Find out this verse in the sixth canto.
Rishayau Napi Deva Nasidha Mukhya Asura Manusha Kuso Na Vidyadhara Charanadaya Charanadaya. Real religious principles are enacted Real religious principles are enacted by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although fully situated in the mode of goodness, even the great rishis who occupy the topmost planets cannot ascertain the real religious principles. Nor can the demigods or the leaders of Siddha Loka, to say nothing of the Asuras, ordinary human beings, Vijayadharas and Charanas. This is the 6th canto, 3rd chapter, text 19. When challenged by the Vishnu Dutas to describe the principles of religion, the Yamadutta said, Vedakaniso Dharma, the religious principles are the principles enacted in the Vedic literature. They did not know, however, that the Vedic literature contains ritualistic ceremonies that are not transcendental, but are meant to keep peace and order amongst materialistic persons in the material world. Real religious principles are nishtrigunya, above the three modes of material nature, or transcendental. The Yamadutas did not know these transcendental religious principles, and therefore, when prevented from arresting Arjuna, they were surprised. materialistic persons who attach all their faith to the Vedic rituals are described in Bhagavad Gita 2.42, wherein Krishna says, Vedavada Rata Patimanyada Shiti Vada. The supposed followers of the Vedas say that there is nothing beyond the Vedic sound. Indeed, there is a group of men in India who are very fond of the Vedic rituals, not understanding the meaning of these rituals, which are intended to elevate one gradually to the transcendental platform of knowing Krishna. Those who do not know this principle, but who simply attach their faith to the Vedic ritual, are called Vedavada Rata. Herein it is stated that the real religious principle is that which is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That principle is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Savadhamman Parijagya Manukam Sadam Vajra. One should give up all other duties and surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna. That is the real religious principle everyone should follow. Even though one follows Vedic scriptures, one may not know this transcendental principle, for it is not known to everyone. To say nothing of human beings, even the demigods in the upper planetary systems are unaware of it. This transcendental religious principle must be understood from the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly, or from his special representative, as is stated in the next verses. Swayambho Narada Sambhu Kumara Kapila Manu Pralado Janako Bhishmo Valiya Vaya Kapilivayam Dwada Saite Vijanino Dhamam Bhagavatam Bata Duyam Vishudam Dobodham Yam Gyatva Mritamashnase. Lord Brahma, Bhagavan Narad, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Lord Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Swayambhuva Manu, Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka Maharaj, Grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, and I myself know the real religious principle. My dear servants, this transcendental religious principle, which is known as Bhagavad Dham, or surrenderance to the supreme laws, and look for them.
They know what the principles of religion religion means, Bhagavad Dharma, to understand God and our relationship with God. That is religion. You may call it Hindu religion or Muslim religion or Christian religion, but real religion is that which teaches how to love God. Savipunsan Parva Dharma, Jato Bhakti Rava Pradeji, by following the religious system, to come to the platform of loving God, that your religious system is perfect. Otherwise, it is a simply waste of time, bogus religion, without conception of God. So, unless one understands what is God and what He says, and we have to abide by that order, then we are religious, and there is religion, and there is God, that is everything comes.
This is off the record, but when they ask if someone like Christ or Moses was not mentioned amongst the Mahajans, present some sort of religion.
The Mahajans are even Christian, the past. This is Mahajan. And later on after Christ, there is so many others, St. Matthew, St. Thomas, etc. Like Mahajan is mentioned there. How can you say there is no Mahajan?
Well, at least amongst the
Mahajan means he's simply following the original religion, that is called Mahajan. Or who knows the things as they are, that is called Mahajan. And that is Parampara system. That's why Ujjun. Ujjun is learning Bhagavad Gita directly from Krishna, he is Mahajan. So, you learn from Ujjun. After hearing Bhagavad Gita, as Arjuna acted, as Arjuna understood Krishna, you follow that, then Mahajana Jena Vatasapanta. Then you are following the Mahajana, you are on the real path. Just like we are, here we say Mahajana, Sambhu. Sambhu means Brahma, not Brahma. Savat is Sampradaya, Gauriya Sampradaya. It is Brahma Sampradaya. And Sambhu Narada. Narada is also the Brahma Sampradaya. And Sambhu, Lord Shiva, he is also Mahajana. Yes, Adi Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya. And similarly, Sri Sampradaya. So all the Sampradaya, we must follow. Sampradaya, Vinayana, Mantra, Sri Vipanama. If you do not belong to Sampradaya, Mahāja, then you are useless. You cannot concoct any religious system. So either you be Christian or Hindu, it doesn't matter. You have to follow the man. If a Christian says, I don't believe in Saint Thomas, what kind of Christian? Similarly, he doesn't matter. But real Mahajan is he who is strictly following the principle as enunciated by God. That is the essence. Otherwise, there is no religion. There is no question of religion. It is simply concord. Manodharma. Mental speculation. Mental speculation is not religion. Religion is the order of Allah, and one who follows that order is religion. Yes.
This next question is about question 19.
Now, this question is clear, this.
Yeah, so far I can understand, you're saying that there's no need to label that there's one religion in the world. Rather, everyone can...
One religion is there. Already. There, how to love God. This is one. Will the Christians say, no, we don't want to love God. Will the Christians say? Will the Mohammedans say, no, no, we don't want to love God. So religion means how to love God. And any religion which teaches how to love God, then perfect. It doesn't matter whether it is Christian or Muslim or Hindu, doesn't it? You have to be educated to take your degree. It doesn't matter from which college you take it. Similarly, religion means you have to learn how to love God. If you have no love for God, it is all useless. That is not real. Sarmantatasam bhagavatam. Sakshat bhagavan Krishna says, you surrender unto. You cannot surrender unto love. You are surrendered to me. I am also an Indian. Because you have love for me. That's what they say. If I say that you die, you die. Why? Because you love me. So when there will be surrender? Unless one loves God. Unless that platform is not there, that I love you, I can sacrifice everything for you. That is on the basic principle of love. Therefore, that religion is perfect, which teaches the followers how to love God. This is in the principle. So let everyone come to this platform, how to love God. That is Krishna consciousness. We are teaching nothing but training them how to love God. How they can sacrifice everything for God. That is India. That is the bonus. Where's the fact? Simply following the ritualistic segments. That is not. That is superfluous. Dharmasana sita pungsa vishasena tathātuja no pāraidra tingyadi samayava ikevana. You are very good. You are following your religious principle very strictly, adhered to it, that's all that. But what about your love of God? Well, that is good. So I said, samayava ikevana, simply waste of time. And simply never eat, that's all. If you have not learned to love God, then what is the meaning of your religion? Then, when you actually on the platform of love of God, do you understand your relationship with God? That I am part and parcel. And not only I'm person, I'm person, person, person of God, the dog is also part of person, every living entity. Then you understand love for the animal. If you actually love God, then your love for insect also is there. Because you understand that this insect, he does not have a different body only, but he is also part and parcel of my brother. Samasarvesu Bhuti. Then you cannot maintain sarvam. If you maintain sarvam, and this deserves the order of Christ, thou shalt not kill. As you proclaim yourself as Christian, as Hindu, as Hindu. That is not me. Then Samaya Vaikap. You are going to the temple and church and everything. You simply worship that. Samaya Vaikap. Because you do not understand God. You have no love for God. That is going on, all of us. The stamping as a sect, but there is near, no real religion. So, not to win the hall, in one platform, we have to accept the principles of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You do not accept in the beginning Krishna, that he is the Supreme Personality. Try to understand that he is the Supreme Personality. That is education. There is somebody supreme. So, if I say, because I am Hindu, I am Indian, that Krishna is the supreme, he may say that, why? Krishna is Indian. No, he is God. That's why his son, that is his first in India. Then comes to you. And that does not mean the son is different. Similarly, Krishna also appeared in India. Now he has come to Western country, Krishna consciousness moment. You try to understand whether Krishna is not God or God. But he is God. There is no doubt about it. If you have an intelligence to understand what is God, then try to understand. But he is not without it. So take the Krishna consciousness and abide by the order of Krishna, then one comes on the same platform, religious platform, what religion? Krishna consciousness.
Question 19, this is done.
Now this is clear or not? Anyone? He are part and parcel of Krishna. Our business is to surrender to him. But Krishna personally advises that you surrender to me, I shall give you all protection. This is belief.
Sometimes you meet people in our preaching activities, they may, of course, claim to be very devout Christian or Muslim. But at the same time, they will blaspheme Krishna. Is it possible that such persons can actually be associates of God?
It is. Just like in our Krishna consciousness movement, there are so many Christians, so many Jews, so many Mohammedans, Hindus, everyone is there. It is a question of understanding. But you need it. But if it's serious, to understand what is God, then he will accept Krishna, the Supreme God. If he knows what is God, then he will understand God. If he lives in darkness, he does not know what is God, then how will he understand Krishna? He will understand Krishna as one of us. That's all. But if he knows what is God, then he will understand. Yes? That's why he says, if a person knows what is God, then anywhere God will understand he is God. But does that mean only gold in certain shop only gold available? But if you know what is God, what is the meaning of God, lagging behind in Krishna coolness. Krishna to Bhagavan Sam. We have to say, how is Bhagavan? What is Bhagavan? You should understand. And see for the activities of Krishna, whether he is not Bhagavan. It is required great to understand. I say, here is God. Now it is up to you. If you know what is God, then taste it, and then let it go. If you do not know how to taste it, then you may use, then you another. You'll accept iron as God. But that is your ignorance. You do not know what is God. But if you actually know what is God, you accept Krishna. God, there's no doubt about it. So this is only platform. Bhagavad Gita. Everyone come and take to Krishna and understand God and learn how to love Him and your life is good.
But if the Christians are saying that this is the only platform, Bible, and the Muslims are saying this is the only platform, Quran, and the community of
followers, we have to see by the desert. Really, desert is the only platform, that's the only platform that is decided. Savikam sang paro dharma, that is actually belief. How? Dato bhakti yagatkaji. If one has learned how to love God, if there is no love of God, then what is the use of claiming that this is only? Well, the sign of love of God, that is the mystery. Simply if you say, everyone will say, this property is the best. My understanding, but there must be practical proof. The practical proof, how to love God. What is the process of loving God? If you do not know your relationship with God, and another relationship with God, then how you know God? That is lacking. Nobody can give clear conception of God. Can the Christian give? Then what is love of God? We have no understanding of what is God. When the question of love is God, He teaches us. You cannot love a air. You love a person, a beautiful person, a beautiful object. I love the stars. When there is a question of love, there must be a person. So what is that person whom you want to love? But they have no personal conception of love. Can't describe the personal beauty, capacity, strength, courage, and there is no such thing. But they have part. The conception of God, but actually they do not know what is God. But religion means you must know God and love Him. That is it. That is first class. That's clear, but when there is a question of love, then you must know who is God, then love. But if you do not know who is God, then how do you love it?
Are these actually the tangible signs by which one can judge what is real religion?
Yeah. Real religion means how to love God. And love cannot be done without knowing the person whom you love. That is the question. Death. If you have no conception of God, His personality, then how you love? What is the question of love? Love is something tangible. It is not fictitious. So we accept Krishna Bhagavatam, Krishna is God, and we are worshipping Krishna. And we are making progress. Just see our behavior, another person's behavior. And just what is it?
When that one priest who came, he was discussing with Sri Krishna Maharaj. He did not know what God looked like. He never gave anything, never talked about God, but he said he loved God. Nor did he say if people ever came to church. He said at best they come once a week. He said that's all that's necessary.
And love does not mean that you come once in a week at my house. Love means you come to my house, give me some presentation, and take something from me, Radhati Padhinati. Don't say Buddha, say Sariva, Sarviva, Prisilaksam. Love means if you love somebody, then you must give him something. You must accept something from him. Radhati Padhinati. He must disclose your mind to him, and he should disclose his mind to you. Dadati Pubhinati Bhujava Sati Bhutsatita Bhunte Bhojaya. If you love somebody, give him something, whichever, and whatever, whichever he offers, he accepts. The six kinds are exchanged by Sila. But if you do not know the person, the boy or the girl, then where is the question of love? Love to me is if you love some girl, if you love some boy, then you give something, some presentation. And he gives you some presentation. That develops love. You give something to eat, and whatever he gives you to eat, you disclose your mind by the certain self, I love you. This is my ambition. These are the exchange of love. But if there is no person to person meeting, what is the question of love? That is not love. If I love somebody and weekly I visit that house, here is the house, that's all. What is the exchange of love? Love makes that exchange. If somebody, you love somebody, you have not given anything to that somebody. Neither you have taken somebody, something from him. Where is love? Is that love? An imperfect knowledge. In the love, the conclusion is, religion means to love God. And to love God means you must know His God. There cannot be any other alternative. You must know the person who is God. That to exchange. That we are teaching. We are asking our disciples, should I die in the morning, offer Mambalarati, then Bhogarati. Are we so fools, less sense that we are wasting time worshipping a dog like that? Sometimes they think like that. But that is not the fact. Dog is not raised to stop his heart. And it must love him like this. That is the super excellence of Krishna consciousness, Mumbai. We do everything definitely on positive level. Is that clear? Anyone? Any question?
Then you said that we must know God before we can love Him. So that means it's devotional service?
That is the process of the Bhagavad Gita. There are 18 chapters. the whole 18 chapters in the education at the Nova. And when although completely in awareness, he accepted Krishna, you are part of Brahma, part of Nava. Very understanding. Then surrender, Sarvadharma. And if you go back, how you surrender? Mm-hmm. If some high class man comes, he surrenders. Will you do that? Where is that? You must know that here is God. I must surrender. So 18 chapter is described to know God. And then Krishna proposes, surrender unto me. Then what will be? Yes. So without knowing, how you can surrender? No God. Then you surrender. Otherwise, how blindly you can surrender? That's not possible. So this is the science, how to know God. Bhagavad Gita. So please, if you want to know more, then read Bhagavatam. And if you are in intense love with God, then that shall come. How the intensification can be more intensified. That is Chaitanya. So Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary book to understand God and surrender. And from the surrendering point, further progress is the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the love is intense to make it more intensified, that is taken. That's the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the man of God, the light of the Sattva, Govinda Priyasa. I find everything he had to love to smile. That is the supreme expression. So these things cannot happen without love. If you love somebody, then it is not there, you find everything better. Otherwise, there are so many things else. People will say, you have seen better, everything is full now. Still now. That is another stage, that's a different thing. Lava and Pilava, they can understand. So now becomes the self, growing the Pilava. That is the supreme state of love. Is that clear? No.
There's just one more thing. What's the minimum knowledge one must have?
God is there, that's all. God is there. So Krishna proved that he is there. Never is God. Everyone says God is there. Allahu Akbar, Muslims say. God is there. So Krishna says God is there. And Hindu says Parabrahma. So God is there. So Krishna proved that he is all there. Never is God. Krishna, when he was praying, he proved it, that he is great. That was love. You accept God is great, and if you find somebody who is great in everything, then he thought, how can I do that? At least you can see Krishna great by his Bhagavad Gita. It is still going on. 5,000 years passed, and still Bhagavad Gita is accepted as the greatest book of knowledge all over the world. Even among the Christians, among the Muslims, those very, very learned, the taking years. That is greatness of Krishna, the knowledge. Who can give that knowledge? That is the proof that he is there. Vishad jyotra samadrasya vijyotra jyotra jnana, knowledge. Why is that father? Club or what? Everything, every line is sublime body. If one studies to the night, what would be required to study? To do it all.
Question 19. Do you envision a different role for Hinduism in the Western countries where the influence of other great religions has been felt for centuries? Do you see a different role for Hinduism in Western countries where the influence of other great religions has been felt for centuries?
Oh. There is no different role. God is man. God cannot be duplicate. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, that Makta Paradaram Narna Kinchi Vasti Dhananjaya. There is no more superior authority than me. That is God. Now people need to understand that Krishna is God. There is no different role. The role is the same. And 5,000 years, Krishna says that I am the supreme authority. There is no more superior authority than me. Still he is so. So we are simply tempted to introduce Krishna. Nobody has sent him. Although 5,000 years passed, and nobody attempted to introduce the supreme authority, Krishna. We are just trying to introduce, following the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He, 500 years appeared, he is Krishna. He wanted that his Krishna consciousness should be spread all over the world. Prithivita Ashilata Nagarali Ground. Sambhaktra Prachar Bhagavad. Krishna is not for India. He is for everyone because he is God. He claims that I am the free-giving father of all living entities, not only the human society, but also other living entities like the aquatics, the insects, the plants, and the animals, all the entities. He says, Aham Vigapalapita. Everything is there. But this cult of Krishna consciousness, Bhagavad Gita as it is, was not preached properly. Everyone interpreted Bhagavad Gita in his own way to satisfy his own needs. We are just trying for the first time to present Bhagavad Gita as it is. And it is being effective. It is not a different role. It is the actual role. Nobody tried for it. Therefore, Krishna is unknown. But we are trying for this for a few years. But because it is reality, it is being accepted. It is being accepted. No attempt was made. It is not a new role. The role is already there. To preach, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's vision. He says, especially to Indian people, Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Hayuraja, Janma Sakthakari Kara Parapaka. Indians are meant to do this business for Parapaka because all over the world they are unaware of Krishna. So, anyone who is actually Indian, he should attempt to broadcast the message of Bhagavad Gita and Krishna. That is the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Hayuraja, Janma Sakthakari, Paro Paropaka. This is Paropaka. They are suffering without any knowledge of Krishna. Give them this knowledge. That is Parabhoka. Doing welfare activities to others. So that I think is now being made. And people actually accept it. But it is not a new role. The role is already there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years told. Yes, because he told it. But so many samis and yogis, the king has never introduced Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now it is being done, and people accept it. Naturally. This is Krishna consciousness movement. So, if everyone joins, either Indian, non-Indian, in this moment, there will be one religion and there will be peace. Please do that. This is the only way. Bhoklaram jambhudasam sabaloka mahasam suiram sabaloka jatama shanti chati. This is the way of shanti. Understand Krishna. But he is the supreme enjoyer. He is the supreme proprietor. And he is the supreme friend. For everyone. To accept Krishna as your friend. You hear me? This is the method of Krishna consciousness.
The next question is very closely related to the last question. Question 20. What is your view regarding proselytization or preaching? If you were
it is not proselytization. Proselytization has no meaning. So bring one to the real extent. Krishna says that Mamaivansa Jivabhuta, all living entities, he is part and parcel. He claims, Sarvajana Sukante, all forms of life, as many living entities are there. Aham Vilapada, I am the sin-giving father. So the natural position is that every living entity, not only human being, but also animals, plants, everyone. So why not? Indian, American, Jacobian, everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. So it is not the process of proselytizing to convince the idea. It is actually bringing them to their real position that they are all part and parcel of Krishna. It is not artificial proselytization that you are Christian, now you are Hindu. Or you are Hindu, now you are Christian. You are sweeper, now you are religious. It is not like that. It is actually bringing him to his own position, part and parcel. It is not proselytization, it is not. When one comes to the real understanding of his position, then that will continue. The Krishna consciousness movement is there. Bringing one to the original position. He is in diseased condition. He is thinking otherwise. Then servant of Krishna. Now, this movement is trying to bring everyone to the position that he is eternal servant of Krishna. It is not lower stamp proselytization. That you are Hindu, now you are Christian. Or you are Christian, now you are Hindu. So, if he does not know what is his position by simply stamping that he is Hindu or Muslim or Christian, what benefit will he get? If you keep him in the ignorance, platform, then what is the benefit of making a Hindu Muslim or Muslim Hindu? That was going on, holy war between Christian and Muslim. Because both of them are in darkness and then engaged in holy war. Why? But who? Who do you invite? Artificial change of reason will not help. One must know the philosophy of life. One must know what is God. One must learn how to love God. Very real life.
There's no more questions for the Prophet.
Yes.
Question 21. Are changes visible in Hinduism in its doctrinal content, mode of individual and collective worship, as a result of Hinduism's contact with the West?
Yes, there are certainly. It is customary, we must forget that the system of consciousness was formed by the Hinduism. It is Vaishnavism. Vaishnava means Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of God. And one who loves Vishnu or loves God, he is Vaishnava. So, Hinduism is not like that. Present conception of Hinduism, there are so many demigods. Demigods are there in the Vedas. But, demigod worshippers, they are all materialist persons. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita that Kamasya Sahitam Jnana Gajanti Annadeva. Those who are worshippers of demigods, they are lusty, kamuk. And the kamuk platform is material world. Lusty. Everyone is trying to enjoy, sense. So demigod worship is for sense gratification. If you worship Dugga, then you pray, Mana Dugga, give me name, fame, wealth, good wife, and so on, so on. Dhanamgehi, Dhubamgehi, Dhubodhiva, Jangrehi, simply demanding for sense gratification. So, that is not love of God. That is to select one. Agent of God and exact from Him as much as you can for your sense gratification. That is not recommended in Vedic religion. Vedic religion, although there are demigods, but the ultimate is Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam Sada Apasyanti Sura. Those who are Sura explain it in all. They see to the Vishnu Param Param. Vishnu Aradhanam Param. The worship of Vishnu is the supreme worship. Actually, everyone should be worshipper of Vishnu. And that is Vaishnavism. So Vaishnavism means for everyone. Or Sanatana Dharma. That I have already explained. The human, the living entity is Sanatana. Omai Vamsa Jivahuta, Jivahuta Sanatana, He is Sanatana, God is Sanatana. So the extent between God and the living entity is called Sanatana Dharma. Or Vaishnavism. So we are teaching that. We are not teaching Hinduism, Muslimism, Christianism. We are teaching how to love God. That's all. There is no question of proselytization. It is the natural. By nature, we are lover of God. Just like father and son, the love is already there. It cannot be extinguished. The father and son may be separated for many, many years, but when they come together, the affection in English divides. So, we are teaching them that we have got eternal relationship with God and divide it. We are embarrassed by establishing artificial relationship with my family, country, and society, and local religion, and so on. These are all artificial. The real relationship with God is great, and I am discovered. That is real relationship. We are teaching that thing.
So the teaching is the same in India as it is in the Western countries.
Yeah, that has been proved. Otherwise, I'm not worshipping Krishna all over the world.
This question here is, in doctrinal context and in mode of individual and collective worship, is that to say that in your preaching in the Western countries and your preaching in India, you haven't attempted in the Western countries where there's so many lekkers, outcasts, so to speak?
But that is accepted by Krishna. Seven one is better. Pāṁjipāsa bapāsritta jīvītu pāpajam. So there is no question. That is artificial. One is Vetsa, one is Brahma. So that is artificial. That is skin. But within the skin of the Vetsa, the Brahma, of the same spirit soul is there. Therefore those who are Pandit, those are learned, Vitrāvinā Brahma, Sampanne Brahmani, Gavi Harshini Suniti to Sapāti, Pandita Samadhas. One is actually learned. He sees the same spirit soul within the Brahmin, within the Mecha, within the cat.